It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Welcome back, everyone. Nate Lull with you on WCDO as we get you set for our second contest tonight here from Delaware Academy. The Delhi boys hosting Sydney. Time now for the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. Cork and the crew, of course, are located on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. If you're just joining us, the girls' game was first tonight at 6 o'clock with the Delhi girls winning 46-23 over Sydney. And our nightcap here is the boys' game. Same two teams, same court. And these are two of the top teams in the MAC. Sydney in first place right now, and Delhi fighting it out with Walton for second place. So this is a game that Sydney needs to win to stay in first place. And if you're Delhi, you're really knocking on that door, trying to give Sydney their first league loss. And the crowd is really into it here tonight. It's all for Ava Knight, a Delaware Academy student diagnosed with cancer. She's 12 years old. Tons of fundraising here tonight. They're going to do the head shaving after the boys contest here tonight. And that's going to be interesting. Yours truly is on the list of possible candidates to get their head shaved. They're collecting donations, and whoever's name gets the most donations, that person's head is going to get shaved. So when I checked on it yesterday, I was kind of middle of the road. I think there's six people that are up for it because there's some teachers and a couple students with really long hair, and I think maybe some kids want to make sure that those people get their head shaved. But we'll see. If I have to get out there and do it, I'll do it. But we're going to pause for the national anthem here on the Chambers and O'Hara pregame show. When we come back, we'll get you the starting lineups here for the Sydney boys taking on Delhi here tonight at Delaware Academy. Should be a great matchup. Tons of people in the stands. It's going to be a ton of fun as they are having the elementary chorus come out right now to sing the national anthem. We'll take a quick break and be right back on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersOHara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney or call 563-4311 or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Sydney boys taking on Delhi. Here is our starting lineups. First for Sydney, a junior wearing number 0, Ethan Finch. A senior number 2, Dawson Backus. A junior number a senior number 11, Trevor Dutton, sorry. A senior number 12, Alex Hoskins, and a senior number 33, Colin Carl. So Finch, Backus, Dutton, who's back in the lineup after missing that Afton game with an injury, Hoskins, and Colin Carl tonight for head coach Mike Brzee. On the other side for Delaware Academy and head coach Warren Kelly. They are led by number 3, junior Christian Aloisio, number 10, senior Ben Brannigan, number 20, Max Hulbert, number 40, Nate Kraft, and number 45, Tyler Dibble here tonight. So Delhi has some good size. That's for sure. They have 3 guys on their roster at 6'4". That will be a good indication here tonight of where, how far they are able to go. And I say that because I haven't seen Sydney go up against a team that's in our local area in the MAC that has a real lot of size. So that could be interesting tonight to see how Kraft and Dibble do their work down low. Sydney's biggest guy is Colin Caro, who's 6'1". Now, some of the guards are certainly up there. Finch is about 6'1", 6'2", and they have some lanky guards. Dutton is about 6'1", as well. But do you have the beef down low to keep up there with Dibble and Kraft? We will have to see. Dibble, just a freshman at 6'4". He is a monster of a player. We'll see. You know, he doesn't have a ton of experience in games like this, and Sydney does. Some of his Delhi teammates do, but he personally doesn't, so we'll see how that goes here tonight. Sydney is in the road. Maroon uniforms with the white trim, says Sydney, in white lettering across the front of the jersey there. Delhi is in the home white uniforms here tonight. Again, opposite colors with the maroon trim, says Bulldogs, in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform there. Should be a great game. Earlier in the year, Delhi's only loss was to Walton, 46-44. And, of course, we knew Sydney 2 weeks ago on a Friday night went over and just beat Walton by a couple of points. So maybe that will show us how it is. Nate Kraft takes it right to the rim as they win the opening tip. Puts it up and in, and Delhi takes a 2-0 lead. Sydney coming in transition back the other way. Max Hulbert knocks it away from Colin Carl. And Sydney will take the ball underneath the bucket. Boy, what a way to start there for Delhi as they got it off the opening tip right to Nate Kraft, and he just took it in for the wide-open layup. Sydney gets it into Alex Hoskins. Goes up to the rim, knocked away, and Hulbert back down the floor on the right side. Hulbert puts on the brakes, leaves it off here for Ben Brannigan. Pulls up, jumper, no good. Rebound, Christian Aloisio. Back out for Dibble. His shot, no good. Rebound by Ben Brannigan. Goes into the land of the trees. Comes down, goes up with it. He can't get it to go, and Colin Carl wrestles down a rebound. Sydney back up the floor with Ethan Finch. Crosses the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Closely guarded in the man-to-man by Christian Aloisio. In the backcourt. And that will be a backcourt violation. Ball goes back to Sydney. Christian Aloisio, we first saw him. Our introduction to him this year was on the football field. He was a great wide receiver. Transferred to DA this year. He was a Florida kid who moved up. And I'm sure he's missing the Florida weather, but he's been a great impact here on this Delhi basketball team. And has been a big help to replace Connor Gioffi from a year ago. Aloisio to the rim, and he gets hammered as he goes up for a right-handed layup. And we'll have a whistle. We're just a minute into the contest here, and Delhi with a 2-0 lead. The foul will be on Ethan Finch, his first, team's first. And underneath the bucket, the ball will stay here with the Delhi Bulldogs. Girls contest earlier, Delhi defeating Sydney 46-23. And now we're going to have a foul underneath here on Sydney. It's going to be on Alex Hoskins for a hold on Nate Kraft. I'm sure these Delhi Bulldog players would love to get some revenge on Sydney, as they have just not had very good luck against Sydney the last couple of years. Inbounds play is good, and Dibble will put it up and in. He curled off a screen, was wide open, and it's 4-0. Delhi boys on top. Here's Dutton down the right side of the floor into the corner. Dawson Backus for three. Got it. Dawson Backus from downtown puts it in, and it's a 4-3 game with 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Delhi back up the floor. They'll throw it away. Pass from Brannigan to Aloisio was too tall. And back here to Sydney. They'll inbound the ball right at half court. These are the games when you wish, if you're a Sydney fan, that you had Kyle Smith, your senior leader, who's on the bench with a broken foot. Broken it in the Walton game 2 Fridays ago. And we'll see how Sydney can get through this hardcore game tonight. Here's Colin Carl trying to put it up. And that one was deflected out of bounds there by Nate Kraft. It will stay with the Sydney Warriors. Finch will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. They'll fix the net, which got tied up in the rim after that shot there by Dawson Backus. Finch looking to get it in, and he will, up to Trevor Dutton at the top of the key. Dutton finds Backus on the left side as Sydney goes left to right. Dribble drive for Dutton. Gets into the paint. Little dipsy-do. The Dr. J finger roll goes in for Trevor Dutton. Again, hurt his shoulder last Friday against UV. Sat out on the Tuesday game against Afton, and this is Dutton back in the lineup for the first time tonight. Here's Brannigan trying to go coast to coast. Leaves it off. Nate Kraft up and good. Nate Kraft with an early 4 points. He had 36 the other night against Unitego in a huge effort. 6:05 to go in the first quarter. Here is Dutton And the score is 6-5 as well. Delhi on top by one. Brannigan, Pope checks it away there from Ethan Finch. Last touch by Brannigan. And we'll stay with the Sydney Warriors. Boy, I wish these two teams had fought off during football, too. I think that would have been a ton of fun as they had two very good football teams this year as well, especially Sydney. Sydney will get it into Alex Hoskins at the top of the key. Far side for Dutton. Pump fakes on a three. Doesn't pull the trigger. And now picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Hands one back off for Dawson Backus. Backus into the corner for Hoskins on the right side of the floor with 5:45 to go in the opening frame. Backus with a bounce pass up to Trevor Dutton at the top of the key. Steps back for a three. Dutton can't get it to go. Rebound Aloisio, and he's looking to run down the left side of the floor. Christian Aloisio trying to dribble drive to the hoop, and it's going to be a charge as planting his feet in the cement was Trevor Dutton, and he took the charge as Aloisio was out of control, taking it to the hoop with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. The score, Delhi 6, Sydney 5. Warriors look to get it up the floor here with Ethan Finch. Finch will leave one back off for Dutton. Dutton, dribble drive up the floor. Nice little crossover to get free. Dutton dumps one off here for Hoskins, and we're going to have a traveling violation on Trevor Dutton as he was going full speed ahead and maybe just got a little out of control with 5:20 to go here in this first quarter. Delhi boys up by 1, 6-5. And boy, the yellow T-shirts are all out here tonight in the All for Ava night. Nate Kraft into the lane. His little jumper won't go down. Ethan Finch with a rebound. Back up the floor, crossing the Bulldog logo. Here is Finch. Now he puts on the brakes, pulls it back out, but it's stolen away here by Christian Aloisio. Off to the races. He puts it up off the glass. No good. Brannigan is right there. Follows it up and puts it in. And the first points of the night for Ben Brannigan on a nice hustle play. And it's 8-5 with 4:50 to go in the first quarter. Sydney with the ball going left to right. They get across the half-court timeline with 1 second to spare. Dutton puts on the brakes, tries to throw it across, and it's intercepted here by Dibble. Dibble trying to go coast to coast, throws it up for the right-handed layup, but it's partially blocked. Back up the floor for Finch. Finch on the right side of the floor, stops, holding on to it. Ethan Finch now setting up on offense with 4:25 to go in the first quarter, and Sydney trailing 8-5 on the road here at Delhi. Here's Dutton trying to take it to the rim, and that little Dr. J finger roll won't go down. Rebound for Delhi back the other way. Aloisio leaves one off here for Max Hulbert. His little shot won't go down. Rebound loose on the floor, and Hulbert comes back up with it. Dishes one off for Dibble, and he'll step out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Sydney. Boy, a frantic pace here in front of this packed house tonight at Delaware Academy at Ed Schalke Gymnasium. 4:05 to go in the first frame. 8-5 to score. Delhi boys on top. Sydney has kind of been careless with the ball. Right side of the floor for Finch. Finch looking for a screen. Gets it to the high post. Stripped of the ball. Another steal. Here comes Aloisio. Into the paint. Going to go in for the right-handed layup. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Hoskins, and we come back the other way. Hoskins up the floor. 2-on-1 for Sydney if they can hurry. Hoskins leaves it off for Finch. Now for Backus in the corner. The jumper is good. Dawson Backus has come to play. He's got 5 points and cuts into the lead, and we'll have a timeout taken here by Delhi. 3.5 to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 8, Sydney 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Out of the timeout, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Sydney with the ball. Alex Hoskins goes in for a layup, and the charge is taken by Nate Kraft. Second charge of the game. Sydney took one, then Delhi returns the favor. Hoskins with the foul. That's going to be the third foul here on Sydney in the first quarter, the second on Hoskins. only one on Delhi so far. So will Mike Brzee take Hoskins out of the game, or will he leave him in? 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Sydney coming with a little 2-2-1 press. Delhi breaks it. They bring it down the floor on the left side. To the top of the key here for Ben Brannigan, and now here for Max Hulbert. Sydney still in the man-to-man. Hoskins is going to stay in, so Mike Brzee rolling the dice. They go down low for Aloisio, and a foul here on Ethan Finch. And Aloisio is talking about the Roadrunner here. Is just all over the place. First chance to really watch him play this year, and I'm impressed so far. 2:40 to go, first quarter. Aloisio to the line. It's up and good. So Aloisio, his first bucket, makes it 9-7. With 2:40 to go here in this first quarter. At the timeout, it was 8-6. They did have to adjust the score. They hadn't given proper credit on one of the baskets, so it is 9-7. That is the right score. Second shot for Aloisio goes in. And so Delhi remaining with a three-point lead with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Delhi 10, Sydney 7. In our boys' contest here tonight, girls' game earlier, 46-23, Delhi defeating Sydney. Sydney boys with the ball. They get it down low. Hulbert with a steal. Pick the pocket there of Colin Carl. Back up the floor here for Delhi. Into the corner now for Aloisio. Pump fakes. Gets around Finch. Now into the paint. One-handed pass over to Hulbert on the far side. Hulbert stops, pops, blocked from behind there by Dawson Backus. Great play. Finch comes up with the loose ball and will bring the basketball back up the floor. Right side of the floor here for Trevor Dutton. Bounce pass to the high post. Little give and go with Colin Carl. They reverse it for Finch. Finch barking out signals here, trying to set up the offense. Far side for Backus. Spot up three. Got it. Dawson Backus with 8 points now. He's having a great game. He's got 8 of Sydney's 10, and we're tied up 10-10 with a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. Here is Nate Kraft. Now for Hulbert. Puts on the brakes and leaves one off for Ben Brannigan. Back across. Aloisio for three. Got it. Christian Aloisio from Alabama puts it in, and it's 13-10 with a minute and a half to go in this first quarter. Now Stephen Smith has checked into the game here for Sydney. Hands one off for Trevor Dutton. Now back off for Ethan Finch. Back for Dutton on the left side. He's in front of the Delhi bench. Delhi ahead by three. Dutton leans in, and a long two-pointer there for Dutton goes down. Not even sure how he got that one off, but he leaned into it, and it's a one-point game. 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Here is Kraft down the left side of the floor. Kraft takes it to the rim, shoots, and scores. Nate Kraft, and the big fella's got 6, and he is a load to handle out there. 55 seconds to go, first quarter. It's 15-12. Delhi boys on top of Sydney. Interior pass for Colin Carl, tipped away, and Delhi back up the floor with a bounce pass for Aloisio, up and in. He's got 7, and Delhi takes a 17-12 lead with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Stephen Smith, bounce pass back for Finch. Finch puts on the brakes, and now we'll leave one off here for Dutton. With 35 seconds to go in the quarter, back out for Dawson Backus. To the rim, left it short. Nate Kraft with a big boy rebound, rips it down, cleans the glass, and back up the floor with Brannigan with 25 seconds left in the quarter. Brannigan, far side for Hulbert, puts on the brakes, and now back for Brannigan. Shot clock is off. Delhi willing to chew a little clock and go for the last shot of the quarter. 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Aloisio to the rim, throws it up, and it's blocked by Stephen Smith, but a foul. And Sydney is just not pleased with the officiating here, and you can see it's written all over their faces so far. That foul is going to be on Ethan Finch, his second. So now you got Finch and Hoskins both with 2 fouls. Nate Vibbard's going to check into the game after this first foul shot here for Christian Aloisio with 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Aloisio's first one is up and good. He's got 8. Second one coming here for Aloisio as Delhi leads 18-12. Heck of a first quarter here for the Bulldogs on their home floor. Second one coming here for Aloisio. Settles in here, the junior guard, 5'8", puts it up and good. He's got 9 points. And 10 seconds left here in the first quarter. Sydney back up the floor. Dawson Backus dribbles it out of bounds. No, last touched here by Max Hulbert. So 6 seconds left, and Delhi will be staying on defense, and Sydney will keep the ball. Sydney cannot get into too deep of a hole here. This is too big of an atmosphere to fall into a deep hole. You got the crowd right on top of you, people standing on the end lines. And so Sydney will get it in. There's Nate Vibbard. The right-handed layup won't go. Colin Carl gets it to go down. Colin Carl, his first bucket, and that'll do it for the first quarter with the score, Delhi 19, Sydney 14. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. 19-14 the score. The Delhi boys leading as we start the second quarter here over visiting Sydney. Well, this is a great game. Packed house, great atmosphere. You look around the crowd, you see all the kids and parents and coaches from other schools. Everyone's just interested in this game here tonight. Fun place to be. Trevor Dutton finds Nate Vibbard. Step in three. It's too long. Rebound on the floor for Dawson back as Sydney keeps it as they go left to right. Here's Dutton, a spot up three. Dutton's shot won't go. Sydney with another rebound. Here's Backus, baseline drive, swatted out of there by Dibble, and the ball out of bounds, last touched here by Sydney, and it's going to go back to Delhi. Max Hulbert was falling out of bounds, tossed it backwards off the leg there of Stephen Smith, and so it was last touched by Sydney, and Delhi will bring it up the floor. With 7.5 to go in the second quarter, Delhi boys leading 19-14. Right side of the floor for Ben Brannigan. Dribble drive. Holds on to it. Brannigan at the top of the key. And now going to be a push-off shove on Nate Kraft, I believe. Let's see who they put this on. It was either Kraft or Dibble down low. No, going to be on Dibble. He was shielding off with his arm, and they get him for it. Here's the team foul situation. Sydney with 5. Delhi with 2. First personal on Dibble. 7:10 to go in the second quarter. Delhi boys leading Sydney 19-14. Into the corner for Stephen Smith. Pump fake back out. Vibbard now for Backus. Steps in for three. Got it. Dawson Backus with 11 points, and he is on fire here tonight, folks. It's a two-point ball game, 19-17. Delhi boys up by 2 with 6:50 to go in the second quarter. Brannigan over the timeline here for Delhi. Barking out signals. He's the quarterback on the football field and here on the basketball court. Great backdoor pass for Max Hulbert. He gets tied up, and the possession arrow is going to keep it with Delhi. He tried to sandwich his way through two defenders, and he got tied up. 6:45 to go in the second quarter. Two-point ball game. Delhi with the ball and the lead. Now look to inbound it with Ben Brannigan underneath their own basket. Brannigan desperately trying to get it in. Does to Hulbert. Fall-away shot. Tantalizingly just dances on the rim and then falls in for Max Hulbert, his first bucket of the night, and it's 21-17. Back up the floor here for Sydney with Stephen Smith, now for Nate Vibbard outside the three-point line, into the corner for Colin Carl. Carl now for Dawson Backus, who's already got 11 points, leans in and back across for Vibbard. Back out Stephen Smith, pump fakes and a foul, and this one is going to be on Delhi. This will be on Eric Gullo, who's checked into the game, and he gets called for a block. Aloisio and Kraft are on the bench, and now they're going to check back in. And Gullo's going to go to the bench, as well as Tristan Olsen. Well, 6:20 to go in the second quarter. 21-17 the score. Delhi boys on top here on All for Ava night. It's a cancer fundraising night here, and we'll talk about more on that at halftime. Colin Carl down low for Sydney, going up, swatted out of bounds by Nate Kraft. With 6:12 to go here in the second quarter, Kraft and Dibble are just fired up down low, and they're looking to swat anything that comes in their vicinity. 21-17 the score. Sydney remains with possession. They'll get it underneath the glass. And they'll get it in here for Stephen Smith. A spot-up jumper for Stephen Smith is good. He gets it to go, and it's 21-19 with 6 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Back up the floor for Ben Brannigan. Crossing the Bulldog head logo here at midcourt. Place is just crawling with fans. Brannigan passes down low, looking for Dibble, intercepted by Steven Smith. Sidney looking to run. Here's Dutton down the left side of the floor. Outside the three-point line, back out for Backus for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Aloisio a rebound, and then a foul on Dutton as Aloisio just was about to turn on the after jets and take off. Bangs into Dutton, and they get the foul. First foul on Dutton, sixth as the team on Sidney. Three team fouls on Delhi with 5:40 to go in the second quarter. Back up the floor here with Ben Brannigan. Brannigan with the ball, and he'll cross the half-court timeline. Left side of the floor. Brannigan outside the three-point line. Goes down low for Nate Kraft. Little turnaround shot down low. No, he traveled. And the ball comes back to Sidney with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Two-point ball game. Delhi boys on top, 21-19. We told you it's going to be a whale of a game, and it is here tonight between the Warriors and the Bulldogs. Over the half-court timeline here for Trevor Dutton. Dutton with a chest pass for Dawson Backus. Now into the corner for Steven Smith. The man they call Legs fires up a three, and it won't go down. Rebound for Colin Carl. Lost it for a second. Out of bounds, they'll say it was last touched by Sidney, and possession will stay with Delhi. Up the floor here for Ben Brannigan. Saunters across the half-court timeline, looking to set up the offense here for Delhi. They are in the white uniforms, the maroon trim. Opposite colors for Sidney. Maroon with the white trim. Aloisio in the paint. The floating jumper, no good. Rebound, Aloisio. Stepped on the end line, out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Sidney Warriors. So Sidney was trying to dig themselves out of this hole. They were down 7 at one point. They've cut it to 2, but they have not been able to find the equalizer yet. Halftime show coming up. Make sure to stay tuned for that with 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Down low, Colin Carl. Reverse layup is good, and there is the tying bucket for Sidney. We're tied 21-21 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Left side here for Nate Kraft, looking to take his man down low. Lost the ball, chasing it out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Sidney. And now Delhi with some frustration. A timeout taken by Delhi head coach Warren Kelly. Sidney benches fired up. We're knotted up at 21 with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sidney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sidney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 4.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. We're tied 21-21 between the Sidney boys and Delhi. Here's Trevor Dutton finding Nate Vibbert outside the three-point line. Now back out for Dutton to the left side of the floor here for Dawson Backus. Sidney looking for their first lead of the night. And to the high post here for Steven Smith. Takes it down low and he's fouled. And we'll see if they get this on Dibble or Kraft. We'll see. It's going to be on Dibble. That's his second. So for Sidney, you have Hoskins and Finch on the bench with two fouls each, and they've still managed to dig out of this hole. And now Delhi getting in some foul trouble, two on freshman 6'4" center Tyler Dibble. First foul shot for Steven Smith won't go down. Second one coming up here. Dibble's going to go to the bench. Tristan Olsen is going to check back in here for Delhi. Olsen was in for a couple of minutes not too long ago and then went to the bench, and now he's back. Steven Smith's second shot is good, so Smith now with 3 points. And Sidney takes the lead 22-21. 4 minutes to go until the halftime break. Here's Aloisio into the corner for Kraft and back out for Ben Brannigan. Gets it for Aloisio in the corner. Step in, jumper. Boy, he's cat-like quick. Jumper won't go down. Vibbard with a rebound back up the floor. Tipped out of bounds by Brannigan. And will stay here with Sidney. Vibbard on the sideline will send it into the backcourt here for Trevor Dutton. Dutton will track it down and bring it back up the floor. Again, with 3:50 to go in the second quarter, Sydney with a slim one-point lead, 22-21. Dutton into the corner. Now for Dawson Backus. Pull-up jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound here for Brannigan, and he's off to the races. Brannigan down the right side of the floor. Dribble drive and into the corner now for Max Hulbert. Wants a three. Steps in. Hulbert from downtown. Max Hulbert with 5 points. And the 5'9" senior gives Delhi the lead, 24-22. Steven Smith back out for Backus into the corner for a three. And Dawson Backus now with 14 points. Sydney reclaims the lead, 25-24. Left side of the floor for Aloisio, and now for Kraft, and back for Brannigan. Brannigan for Christian Aloisio to the high post for Nate Kraft, and back out for Brannigan. 20 seconds on the shot clock. Back out for Aloisio. He gets to the high post, and now a kick here for Trevor Dutton. Boy, folks, you don't see this very often. You know how you make a shot and the net gets caught in the rim? It's at both ends of the floor here. Surprised that they haven't taken the extra second to try to fix it here. Now Colin Carl will jump up and fix it on this end of the floor. And, well, at least that's good, because that can really stop a ball from going in the basket sometimes. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sydney on top, 25-24. Tight ball game here, deep in the second quarter. 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. Let's see how aware Delhi is. Hulbert with a dribble drive back for Brannigan. Brannigan with a baseline drive, left side, hanging jumper, left it short, rebound, Colin Carl rips it down, and now up the floor for Trevor Dutton. Dutton into the paint, trying to go coast to coast, and he will travel. And Trevor Dutton will be whistled for the steps. Ball goes back to Delhi with 2:40 to go in the second quarter in Sydney with a one-point lead, 25-24. Aloisio will walk it up the floor. The junior guard now leaving one back off for Ben Brannigan. He crosses the half-court timeline at the top of the key. Brannigan running the offense here, directing traffic. He wants a dribble drive himself, takes it to the rim. He gets it to go, but they're going to say the foul was on the floor. It's going to be the seventh foul on Sydney as a team, and this should send him to the line for 1-1. See who the foul is on here for Sydney. Going to be on Dawson Backus, his second. Finch and Hoskins both on the bench with two. Now you have Backus with two. You're already playing some guys that normally you might not even see until later in the game. Nate Vibbert on the floor, Steven Smith. First shot for Brannigan, up off the mark, no good on the 1-1. Colin Carl rips down the rebound, doing the work of a man, and back up the floor here for Trevor Dutton. Dutton to the far side, now for Steven Smith. Smith kicks one back out for Dawson Backus. Little dribble drive, back out for Smith. 20 on the shot clock, Sydney will reset. Dutton, behind the back dribble. Dutton to the right side of the floor, throws it away as he was looking for Nate Vibbard. And possession is going to go back to Delhi. And they're looking to run fast. Aloisio down the left side of the floor gets fouled by Dawson Backus. That's going to be his third, I believe. And just two guys going for the ball. Aloisio is so quick that he's going to beat you to the spot because he's that quick, and they just bumped hips there. And so that is, let's see, is it going to be the second or the third on Backus? We'll see. First shot is up and good for Aloisio. He has 10. Only going to be the second foul on Backus with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. So that was my miscalculation before. So Backus now with two. Second shot for Aloisio, no good. And a rebound here for Sydney Steven Smith. Back across the floor. They try to pass it down low for Nate Vibbard. Stolen away by guess who? Christian Aloisio. Left side of the floor. Behind the back dribble. Gets down low. Behind the back pass for Kraft, who lays it up and in. Amazing play from Aloisio to dish it off to Kraft, and he finishes. It's 27-25. Delhi on top. Minute 35 to go in the second quarter. Sydney throws it away, but they will say it was last touched by Delhi's Max Hulbert. Much to the dismay there of the Delhi faithful behind the Delhi bench. Sydney trying to throw it in. Max Hulbert got a piece of it there, knocked it away, back out of bounds. So a minute 35 to go in the second quarter. Sydney gets it back in. They trail by two, 27-25. Hulbert really guarding Dawson Backus now, right in his shorts. Top of the key here for Nate Vibber with a bounce pass for Trevor Dutton. Dutton at the top of the key, wants to spot up, takes the jumper, leaves it short, rebound for Tristan Olsen, and back up the floor here with Ben Brannigan. Brannigan, left side of the floor, holds on to it now for Max Hulbert with a minute 10 to go in the second quarter. Halftime show coming up. We'll see who gets their head shaved. They will announce that at halftime and then do the head shaving after the game. Aloisio to the bucket, and he travels. Took that extra step as he was running through the paint. And the ball goes back to Sydney. Whale of a first half here, folks. This is great. 1 minute to go in the second quarter. Timeout taken by Sydney. We'll step away and be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 1 minute to go. Second quarter, live here from Delaware Academy. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com, our web stream and game audio archive, brought to you by SFCU at Sydney Federal Credit Union. It's all about you. 1 minute to go, second quarter, 27-25 the score. Here's Dawson Backus on the left side of the floor for Sydney as they go left to right. Here's Steven Smith, still man-to-man here for Delhi on defense. They go to Trevor Dutton at midcourt, 45 seconds left, 15 on the shot clock. Now for Dawson Backus for three, can't get it to go down. Colin Carl, the rebound, but it's stolen away. And Delhi back down the floor. Here is Max Hulbert. Skips it across the top of the zone. Now for Ben Brannigan for three. Left it too long. Rebound Tristan Olsen. Back out Christian Aloisio for three. Got it. Aloisio. He's got 13. Delhi leads 30-25. Back up the floor. Stolen back by the Bulldogs with 20 seconds left. Spot up jumper. Aloisio. Got it. He's got 15. Boy, what an athlete. 32-25 the score with 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Sydney trailing. Here's Dutton, tries to take it to the rim, leaves it for Colin Carl, goes up and gets the layup to go. Colin Carl with 6 points, and that's going to be our halftime score. Delhi 32, Sydney 27. Boy, what an end to the first half. Both these teams in a track meet, running up and down. The fans on their feet saluting both these teams for a great effort. And we'll be right back with the halftime show. Again, our halftime score, Delhi 32, Sydney 27. Halftime show coming up on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Morabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Morabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Morabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Morabito.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you had the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great, while you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today. Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And we're back here at Delaware Academy, the Ed Schalke Gymnasium, in front of a packed house here tonight. They're doing more of their three-point shooting contest here as the varsity girls and some of the JV girls are out shooting three-pointers here in support of Ava Sprague. Tonight is all for Ava. Of course, Ava is a student here at Delaware Academy who was diagnosed with cancer, and everything tonight is going for her. These basket raffles, halftime shoot-a-thons where you can you can donate for a flat rate or a per-shot donation, T-shirts for Ava if you're here tonight, or you might see these shirts out in the community in the coming weeks. They're yellow shirts. They say all for Ava on them. So the whole gym is just kind of yellow right now. And somebody, I believe they're going to announce here at halftime, is going to get their head shaved at the end of the contest in support of Ava. They have been taking donations, and one of the teachers, administrators, maybe a student, there was 6 people who they put up for the donations, myself included. Whoever gets the most donations is going to get their head shaved after the contest tonight. So everybody anxiously awaiting to see who will get their head shaved here tonight. It's the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report, folks. Of course, you can save instantly right at the pump with your Mirabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today at Mirabito. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Great first half here in this boys' contest. 32-27. Delhi boys on top of Sydney here at the halftime break. Let's go through our scoring summary. 15 points for Christian Aloisio, 8 for Nate Kraft, 5 for Max Holbert, and 2 apiece for Tyler Dibble and Ben Brannigan. So impressed with Kraft and Aloisio for Delhi. They are phenomenal players. Aloisio, cat-like quickness out there. A lot of fun to watch. On the other side for Sydney, 14 points for Dawson Backus. I mean, for a guy who wasn't starting a couple of weeks ago, has been thrust into the starting lineup, he is doing a great job, and he came out tonight and is just nailing everything he puts up. So kudos to Dawson Backus. He has 14 points. Colin Carl with 6. Trevor Dutton with 4 and Stephen Smith with 3. Ethan Finch and Alex Hoskins with no points in the first half. They both got into foul trouble, had 2 fouls right away, and sat most of the first half on the bench. So if they can play smart and get the starting 5 back in there in the second half, I think that could really help for Sydney. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. It's our halftime report with the score Delhi 32 and Sydney 27. Great boys game here tonight. Should be a great conclusion in the second half. I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks, and they have just announced who is going to have their head shaved here tonight. It is a teacher here at the school, Sean Deegan, and he just ran across the floor and out the side door. So I will not get my head shaved here tonight, but Sean Deegan, I think, has hair that every guy is jealous of, the flowing locks, you name it, and he got the most votes, he got the most donations. So Sean Deegan is going to get his head shaved after the contest here tonight. So congratulations to him, I guess congratulations, but everybody who came tonight and was going to volunteer to have their head shaved and get those donations, that's the most important thing. This is all for Ava Sprague, her family, and to help support her with her medical costs, and it's a great thing. So congratulations again to Sean Deegan. He must be popular here with the students. He's done a great job, and he will have his head shaved after the game. We'll take one more quick break here on the Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Delhi boys leading 32-27, and we'll be right back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO. I got to tell you, since I just announced on the radio that I didn't have to get my head shaved, my cell phone here is blowing up with people saying, that's too bad, you should have gotten your head shaved, you should volunteer, you should go down there. So we'll see about that. No one wants to shave my head, that's the thing. I'm already one of those guys that goes and gets their hair cut every 2 or 3 weeks, so shaving my head is not fun. The teacher that won and ran across the floor, he's got the hair down to his shoulders, that's whose hair you want to shave. So it's all for a great cause here tonight, and we got a great second half to get through here before we do that, as the Delhi boys lead Sydney 32-27. We're back underway. Sydney with the ball going right to left on your radio dial. They are in the maroon uniforms with the white trim, opposite for Delhi, white with the maroon trim. And here is Ethan Finch. He's going to take it to the bucket, left-handed layup, no good, but he's fouled. And so Finch will go to the line. So Finch and Alex Hoskins, as well as Dawson Backus, all with two fouls for Sydney, so they're going to have to be careful. Tyler Dibble, the lone starter in foul trouble with two for Delhi. Finch to the line, still looking for his first points tonight, cannot get the first one to go. Finch, a guy who averages in double figures, is going to have to step it up here to help Sydney in a tough environment on the road here tonight. Second shot for Finch, gets it to go. So Ethan Finch, his first bucket. Boy, it's really a pro Delhi crowd here tonight. Finch makes the bucket, it's dead quiet. Delhi does anything and this place erupts. Tough environment for Sydney to be in tonight here on the road. Early third quarter, Delhi leads 32-28. Into the corner for Dibble. Now back out for Ben Brannigan. Outside the three-point line, into the corner now for Christian Aloisio. Dishes one off down low for Nate Kraft. Intercepted here by Trevor Dutton. Back down the floor on the right side, dribbling through traffic. Leaves one off here for Finch. Now for Backus. Backus back out for Colin Carl. Down low, kick out for Hoskins. Into the corner, Dutton pull-up jumper. Hit the side of the backboard. Hoskins is there to clean it up and put it in. Alex Hoskins, his first bucket of the night. Sydney chipping away at this lead. It's 32-30. We're a minute into the third quarter. Aloisio on the right side finding Max Hulbert. No, we'll leave it off for Kraft. And to the far side now for Hulbert. Hulbert straight away three, stepped into it, nothing but air. Aloisio can't save it. Stepped on the line and out of bounds. Boy, I don't know. Aloisio stayed in the air longer than most human beings can, and I thought he was going to save that, but the official said he stepped on the line first. Back up the floor here for Trevor Dutton. Two-point ball game. Delhi ahead 32-30 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Finch to the far side. And he is finding Alex Hoskins. Hoskins down low, dishes one off for Colin Carl. Tries to go up with the shot. It's deflected away. And then Brannigan was trying to take off on the break and was tripped up. Foul will be on Colin Carl for a trip from behind with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. It's 32-30. And Delhi will bring the ball up the floor, going left to right here with Ben Brannigan. Brannigan on the right side of the floor. Outside the three-point line, dishes one off for Nate Kraft. He goes up, and he is fouled. And it's going to be on Alex Hoskins. That's going to be his third. Not what you wanted to see if you're head coach Mike Brzee. He's just got that stern look on his face over there, as he often does. And he says a quick word to Hoskins, saying, you're staying in right now, and you're going to have to play smart. 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Delhi leads 32-30. Kraft at the line. Nate Kraft cannot get the first one to go. Second one coming here for the junior, 6'4" big man, heck of a football player and basketball player here for the Bulldogs. To the line here for Kraft. His second shot goes down. So Kraft with 9. Three-point lead for Delhi, 33-30. Hoskins up the floor, dribble drive into the paint, and he'll travel. Looked like he was going to shoot and then decided to leave one off for Colin Carl and shuffled his feet while he was trying to make up his mind. Here's Aloisio on the right side of the floor. Great matchup between Aloisio and Finch. Aloisio takes him to the bucket, passes out for Hulbert for three, left it short again. Rebound loose on the floor, bounced off of Hoskins. Officials have not made a call yet. They're going to say it was off the foot there of Delhi, and it goes back to Sydney. Listen to that crowd. They are not happy with it. They definitely thought it went off Sydney. I couldn't see the angle I'm at here as it was right on the sideline where the crowd blocks me. And so the officials make that call, and it goes back to Sydney. They trail by 3. Finch to the left side for Trevor Dutton. Spot up, three-pointer. Can't get it to go down. Rebound for Dibble. And an outlet pass here. Speedy Gonzalez, Christian Aloisio. Down low for Kraft. Lays it up. Can't get it to go in. Rebound. Loose on the floor. Hulbert picks it up. And then he's fouled by Colin Carl. 5:35 to go in the third quarter, and Delhi leads 33-30. Sydney's got to be careful. They're getting a little talkative with the officials on some of these calls, and you don't want to kind of wade into that murky water. Need to stay clean. Delhi gets it in. Nate Kraft doing the work of a man, puts it up off the boards and in. He's got 11, and with 5.5 to go in the third quarter, it's 35-30. Sydney boys trailing Delhi here on the road. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. And here is Finch, takes it to the bucket around Aloisio, up and in. And Finch has 3 points. Right back to a three-point game. 5:10 to go in the third quarter. It's Delhi 35, Sydney 32. Crossing the half-court timeline, Brannigan will set it up here on offense. Brannigan directing traffic. Dribble drive, stops, pulls up, jumper, left it short. Finch with the rebound, trying to run, and he'll take off. And Brannigan and Aloisio have done a good job of trying to slow down Finch. A one-handed pass up the floor for Trevor Dutton through his fingertips and out of bounds. And both head coach Mike Brzee and JV coach Donnie Pierce is over there saying, slow down, take your time. Both making that signal to Finch. Brannigan over the timeline finds Aloisio. 4:40 to go here. Third quarter, 35-32 the score. Aloisio outside the three-point line. Now back for Hulbert. Step-in jumper at the foul line. Can't get it to go down. Hoskins with a huge rebound there. Great job. Hoskins back up the floor. Crosses the timeline. Gets into traffic. Kicks it out for Backus for three. No. Hit off the front of the rim. Not enough spice to get that one to go down. Hulbert in transition. Puts on the brakes. Finds Aloisio. Pump fakes on a three. Steps in for a 10-footer and it goes. Aloisio with 17. And Delhi leads 37-32 with 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Right side of the floor here for Ethan Finch. Finch on the right side will kick one off for Alex Hoskins. Hoskins with a dribble drive of his own off his leg, out of bounds, and goes back to Delhi. Bulldogs are going to go to the bench. Olsen is going to come in. Dibble will head to the bench. With 4 minutes exactly to go here in the third quarter, Delhi boys leading Sydney 37-32. Great ball game. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO. Back up the floor here for Ben Brannigan on the right side. Delhi goes left to right, reverses to the left side. Now to the left low block here for Kraft. Runs the baseline, kicks it out. Aloisio for a three. Hits the rim twice, won't go down. Dutton with a rebound. Aloisio almost steals it back from him. But he was the last one to touch it as he went flying out of bounds. Boy, plays with a lot of emotion. He really wants this win here tonight. And Sydney gets it in. And back up the floor here with Alex Hoskins with 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Now for Finch at the top of the key. Finch tries to go to Dutton, but Brannigan knocks it away. Boy, these top two guards, Aloisio and Brannigan, are just all over the place. They are pure hustle. And Sydney is, I think, handling it very well, but they just have to be aware of the pressure. Now checking in will be Eric Gullo, giving Aloisio a break with 3.5 to go. And so let's see what Sydney can do with Aloisio on the bench here for a couple of minutes while he gets a breather. Dutton gets into the paint, down low for Colin Carl. Turn around, good pump fake for Colin Carl. Gets it to go, and he's going to go to the line. Colin Carl with 8 points, and he'll look for the old-fashioned three-point play. 3:23 to go in the third. It's Delhi 37, Sydney 34. Colin Carl trying to cut it back to a two-point game. The senior, 6'1", 245-pound guard. To the line. First team All-State in football, and he completes the three-point play here. Colin Carl with 9, back to a two-point game, 37-35. Delhi up the floor. Brannigan setting up the offense here, going left to right on your radio dial. Finds Gullo on the right side of the floor. Gullo back across now here for Brannigan. Looking for options. Brannigan with a bounce pass into the corner for Max Hulbert. Hulbert right on that sideline, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to go back to the Warriors. And now that Warriors crowd and that bench starting to get stirred up a little bit over there. And Sydney will bring it back up the floor here with Alex Hoskins on the right side as the clock hits 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Back up for Finch at the top of the key. Finch with 3 points. Now leaves one off for Dawson Backus. For Trevor Dutton, straight away three. Got it. Trevor Dutton from downtown, and he's got 7. Sydney takes a 1-point lead, 38-37, with 2:40 to go in the third quarter. Timeout taken by Delhi. Sydney bench is fired up. We'll be right back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. 3 generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. 2:40 to go here in this third quarter. 38-37 the score. Sydney boys on top of Delhi. It's been a back-and-forth affair here tonight on CDO and also WCDOsports.com. Max Hulbert at half court as Delhi goes left to right. They will set it up here. Christian Aloisio back in the game. Finch guarding him in the man-to-man. Aloisio to the bucket, throws up a little floater, no good. Rebound, and a long outlet pass from Hoskins. Ahead for Dawson Backus, lays it up and in. Great look there from Hoskins to find Backus, and he's got 16. And Sydney with a three-point lead, 40-37. This might be a game of just who wears the other team out first. Now a steal by Finch. Picks Gullo's pocket. Finch trying to go coast-to-coast, throws it up, and he's fouled. And Finch is going to go to the line to shoot two with 2:10 to go in the third quarter. 40-37. And Finch will go to the line to shoot two. That will be the first foul here on Max Hulbert. Delhi is going to take a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds with 2:12 to go in the third quarter. Sydney 40, Delhi 37 on CDO.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos, SUNY Delhi sports, canoe regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop, brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. That's brianthephotoguy.fotomerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Right, welcome back, folks. 2:12 to go in the third quarter. Sydney boys have fought back after trailing 32-27 at the halftime break to take a three-point lead, but I'm sure the seesaw is going to continue here, folks. I'm sure it will, because that's how it goes when it's Sydney and Delhi. Oh, boy, another great chapter in this long-storied rivalry. I love it. Heading to the line here is Ethan Finch. He's going to shoot two after he got fouled on a breakaway layup right before that timeout. Finch's first shot is no good. Something about his shot is just not on tonight. He's playing well besides that, but just has not been able to score that much. Finch to the line, second shot, rattles out, no good. So Finch goes 0 for 2 at the line. Delhi back up the floor, only trailing by 3 with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Aloisio's pass is stolen away by Dutton. Dutton's going to take it to the rim, up and in. And Trevor Dutton now with 9 points. Minute 55 to go in the third quarter, and Sydney leads 42-37. Aloisio into the corner for Max Hulbert for 3. Left it short, rebound Colin Carl, and he's tied up with Hulbert. And it's going to go back to Sydney. Fourth foul as a team here on Delhi, second on Hulbert. We'll keep an eye on that. Full court pressure coming, a little man-to-man full court press from Delhi. They'll get the ball in here to Ethan Finch, and now back up the floor for Stephen Smith. Smith with a chest pass ahead for Colin Carl. Give and go right back to Smith. Takes it to the rim, and he's fouled. No, it'll just be knocked out of bounds by Brannigan. Thought maybe they were going to get him for a slap on the wrist, but they don't. And Sydney will inbound it underneath the bucket. Here is Ethan Finch into the corner now for Trevor Dutton. Bounce pass down low, intercepted by Dibble of Delhi, and safely back into the hands of point guard Ben Brannigan. Brannigan up the floor as Delhi goes left to right with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter. It's 42-37. Brannigan to the right side. We'll kick it back across for Aloisio. Pump fakes on a 3, picks up his dribble, goes back to Brannigan. Baseline drive left side, gets down into the paint, holds on to it. Now down low for Kraft, up off the glass, and good for Nate Kraft, who has 13. And it's 42-39, Sydney on top by 3 with a minute 5 to go in the third quarter. Here is Stephen Smith. Chest pass to Dawson Backe, so has 16 points. He wants more. Picks up the dribble, now leaves one off for Ethan Finch. Passes down low. It rolls out of bounds, though. Colin Carl couldn't get there. And out of bounds it goes. And Mike Rizzi is furious. Wants his team to slow down a little bit here. 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Sydney boys ahead of Delhi on the road here, 42-39. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Here is Ben Brannigan at the Delhi Bulldog logo at half court. Outside the three-point line, bounce pass into the corner for Hulbert. High post now for Dibble, still on the right wing. Kicks it back out, now across to the left wing for Aloisio for 3. Can't get it to go down. Stephen Smith with a rebound. Scoops up the loose change and back down the floor for Dawson Backus. 25 seconds to go, third quarter. Here's Ethan Finch. Finch glances up at the clock and will hold on to it and leave it off now for Backus. Now for Finch. Shot clock is off. Sydney can play for the last shot of the quarter if they wish. Now for Dutton at the top of the key. He's going to take it to the bucket himself, and he does, and it's going to be a charge. He got the basket to go, but Nate Kraft had his feet planted in the soil and tipped over like a tree, and it was a charge against Trevor Dutton. Fourth foul against Sydney as a team, second personal on Dutton. 9 seconds to go here in the third quarter, and back up the floor. Here comes Delhi with Ben Brannigan. They'll play for the last shot. 5 seconds to go. Now for Hulbert. Hulbert into the corner for Kraft. A 3 at the buzzer is no good, and that'll do it. 42-39. Sydney on top of Delhi. Fourth quarter coming up on CDO.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at ChirinoInsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back, folks, as we start the fourth quarter. The score, Sidney Boys leading Delhi 42-39. We come to you live tonight from Delaware Academy, Ed Schulke Gymnasium, a packed house here. And boy, the next 8 minutes should be a great roller coaster ride between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. Home team tonight, the Delhi Bulldogs will get the ball at midcourt as they go left to right on your radio dial, and they trail by three. Here we go. Delhi fans trying to rally the student section over on the far side, get them fired up. Here's Ben Brannigan outside the three-point line. Brannigan closely guarded in the corner by Steven Smith. Now for Hulbert, and back for Brannigan on the left side. Brannigan looking for options. Now for Hulbert, still outside the three-point line, looking for options. Passes into the corner for Aloisio. Dumps one off for Kraft. Aloisio gets it back. Tries to go to Kraft again. Knocked out of bounds, and it will stay here with Delhi with 7 seconds to go on the shot clock. Ball out of bounds with Brannigan. He's on the far side of the floor, and he'll look to get it in. Now he does to Aloisio. Five on the shot clock. I don't know if Delhi is aware. Now they are, but it's stolen away here by Trevor Dutton. Back down the floor. Dutton goes up, misses the right-handed layup, but he's fouled by Ben Brannigan, who was hustling back and trying to get the block with 7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Good show of sportsmanship there between Brannigan and Dutton. Just giving a little handshake there, making sure everybody was okay because they all went piling down to the floor there after that foul. Dutton to the line. He has 9 points and cannot get the first foul shot to go. Both teams have struggled a little bit here from the line tonight. Second shot coming for Trevor Dutton. Dutton holding on to it here. Second shot is good. So Dutton has 10 with 7:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 43-39. Back across the half-court timeline for Christian Aloisio. Aloisio to the far side, finds Brannigan into the corner now for Nate Kraft. Zips it back across here for Aloisio. Baseline drive, throws it up and gets it to go. Aloisio has 19 and he's putting on a show here tonight. And it's back to a two-point game. Sidney 43, Delhi 41 with 6:55 to go in the fourth quarter. Far side for Dutton, who's in front of the Sidney bench. Outside the three-point line, takes it to the rim and he's fouled. Dutton was flying through midair and got some contact. With 6:50 to go in this fourth quarter, we'll see who this is on. Looks like it's going to be on Dibble, his third, team's sixth. So one more and Sidney would be shooting. Here is Finch underneath the glass on the baseline. Gets it in here for Steven Smith. Smith back for Dutton. And now to the high post here for Alex Hoskins. Back for Finch. Finch on the right side of the floor. Stops. Picks it up. Back for Dutton. Both teams playing good defense here tonight. They've had to work for their points. Smith gets trapped in the corner, left side. Now for Hoskins, takes it to the rim, lays it up and in. Alex Hoskins with 4 points. And Sidney back ahead by four, 45-41 with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor for Aloisio. Aloisio skips one back across for Ben Brannigan. Timeout is taken, though, by Delhi head coach Warren Kelly. With 6:15 to go here in this fourth quarter, we'll step away with the score Sidney 45 and Delhi 41. We'll be right back on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sidney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student athletes.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Don't turn that dial or go anywhere else on your computer if you're listening online, because, boy, this is going to be a great finish. Sydney boys on the road here tonight at Delhi. Top two teams in the league. Sydney 1, Delhi 2. Four-point game. Sydney ahead 45-41 with 6:10 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor here for Ben Brannigan. Thought about a deep three, but instead gets it back to Christian Aloisio at the top of the key. 10 seconds on the shot clock after the timeout. Aloisio taking it to the rim. Lost it out of bounds. He was hoping for a foul. Won't get it, and it's going to go back to Sydney. Back up the floor for Hoskins on the right side now for Trevor Dutton. Dutton gets to the half-court timeline, dribbles his way through trouble, but then lost it, and we're going to have a foul on Sydney on Dawson Backus with 5:50 to go here in the fourth quarter as Hobart stole it away, and then Backus in a last-ditch effort to steal it tripped him up. So that will be the third foul on Backus and fifth on the team for Sydney. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter. Sydney boys leading 45-41. Here is Ben Brannigan on the right side of the floor. Brannigan tips it down low for Nate Kraft, and they're going to call the foul here on Kraft. They're going to say he pushed off on Hoskins to create the space as he was going for a little alley-oop type layup. Won't get it, and so that is going to be a foul here with 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. I believe this is going to be the seventh foul on Delhi as a team. See how many this is on Kraft when they put it up on the big board. Officials are going to have a little chat here. Yeah, I was going to say it's the seventh foul. He should be shooting. It wasn't the type of foul that would not be a shooting violation. So this will be the second foul on Kraft. And 1-1 here for Alex Hoskins. Hoskins with 4 points here and looking to add to it at a key time in the contest with 5:42 to go. And Sydney boys leading 45-41. So Hoskins to the line. Mike Brzee is going to have a chat with the officials, as well as Warren Kelly, head coach for Delhi. I think they're just getting an explanation on all of this. Now the other official is going to join, and this is quite the conference. No, they are not. They are not going to be. It's not going to be a shooting foul. So it must be that that type of foul, and I'm not a complete expert on the rule book, I'll be the first to admit that. That must be the type of foul that, even though it is going to be the seventh foul, should be a 1-1, will not be a shooting type of foul. So Sydney gets it in, but they're going to turn it right back over with 5:40 to go here in the fourth quarter. That's going to be a foul on Ethan Finch for pushing off. That's going to be his third. Team's sixth. No, the fourth here on Finch. Four fouls on Finch and the sixth on the team. So Delhi gets it back, and Finch is going to have to be careful with those four fouls. They need him on the floor. Delhi goes down low for Nate Kraft, and he's fouled, and he'll go to the line with 5:36 to go in the fourth, and it's 45-41. Kraft will go to the line. Nate Kraft with 13 points tonight, and he's ready to shoot 1-1. First shot for Kraft is good. No, he'll be shooting two here. So Nate Kraft with 14 was a shooting foul. So second shot coming for Kraft after they fixed the net. So Kraft settling in here. He's got 14 points, looking for more. Takes that deep breath, and this gym, which is packed, goes silent as Kraft puts it up, rattles it in. Kraft has got 15. And it's a two-point ball game. Sidney up 45-43. And this is going to be the fifth foul here on Ethan Finch. They're going to get him for a push-off with 5.5 to go. Now, is this going to be 4 or is this going to be 5 on Finch? They have him up on the board with 4. But I thought maybe that was his fifth. We'll have to see. It's going to be a timeout with 5.5 to go in the fourth quarter. Sidney 45, Delhi 43. We'll figure that all out and be right back on CDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sidney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sidney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sidney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 5.5 to go in this fourth quarter. And the Sidney boys with a two-point lead. 45-43. Here is Christian Aloisio. So that was the fourth foul on Finch. So now he truly does have 4. Aloisio to the far side. Great tip pass for Nate Kraft. Up and in. And Kraft has got 17. And it's a tie ball game, 45-45. With 5 minutes left in this ball game. Back across the half-court timeline for Finch. Lost it in transition. 2-on-1 for Delhi if they can hurry. Here's Aloisio to the bucket. It's good. Aloisio with 21, and Delhi retakes the lead, 47-45, and a foul on Max Hulbert as Dawson Backus brings it back down the floor, and that'll take some of the air out of the sails here of the Delhi faithful. 4:57 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi boys on top, 47-45, and you can tell they want this victory here tonight. Dawson Backus to the line, shooting. Here for Sidney, the 1-1. Backus can't get the first one to go, and a rebound here for the Bulldogs. Eric Gullo reaching up into the stars and pulling that one down. Back up the floor for Brannigan as Delhi goes left to right. Delhi in the home white uniforms with the maroon trim. Sidney in the maroon uniforms with the white trim. The Bulldogs and the Warriors doing battle here tonight. Down low for Gullo. Zips it across at the left low block for Hulbert. Back across Aloisio. Baseline drive up and under. Can't get it to go. Kraft with a rebound. His shot won't go down. Aloisio another rebound. Ball still loose on the floor. Sidney will come up with it. And Colin Carl will grab the ball. And this is going to be a foul. Let's see who they get it on. Boy, it was like World War III down there. Guys fighting and scrapping. Trying to come out of there with the ball. And it's going to be a foul on Delhi's Max Hulbert. His fourth. Team's ninth. So this sends Colin Carl to the line. So now both teams, let's see, for Sidney and for Delhi. Guys with a lot of fouls. Colin Carl to the line, can't get it to go. Aloisio with the rebound. So Hulbert has 4 fouls. And on the other side, Finch with 4 fouls for Sidney. Delhi with a two-point lead, 47-45, and they have the ball. Here is Brannigan for 3. Got it. Ben Brannigan from downtown gives Delhi a 5-point lead, 50-45, with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Back to half court. Here's Ethan Finch. Gets over the timeline, finds Dutton. Dutton now back for Finch. Chance of defense from the Delhi crowd. Here is Finch at the top of the key. Passes down low for Colin Carl, and he is fouled on the floor, it looks like, by Christian Aloisio. Gets whistled for a hold with 3:49 left in the fourth quarter. Delhi leading by 5. Boy, it's been back and forth, the seesaw matchup between these two teams. Colin Carl to the line, and this is what everybody has been expecting and hoping for. So Colin Carl to the line. These are some big foul shots. Sidney has left some points at the line. They cannot afford to leave him here. Colin Carl's first shot is good. He's got 10. Remember, folks, after this fourth quarter wraps up, we'll have our post-game show. Stay tuned. We'll have analysis of this contest as well as scoring summary and our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Second shot coming here for Colin Carl. Sidney wants to sub in Steven Smith at the next whistle. So this is Colin Carle trying to cut it back to a one-possession game, and it's good. So Colin Carle with 11. Steven Smith is going to come in for Colin Carle. 3:49 to go in the fourth quarter. This is where you're Sydney. You're missing a guy like Kyle Smith, your point guard who's on the bench with a broken foot. Can they find a way to get it done here without him with 3:40 left? Some of these seniors are going to have to step up big. Here is Ben Brannigan on the left side of the floor for Delhi as they go left to right. They go down low for Nate Kraft. Up and good. The shot by Kraft. He's got 19. So you got Aloisio with 21, Kraft with 19. And it's Delhi 52, Sydney 47 with 3:20 to go fourth quarter. Here is Dutton. Kicks one out for Finch. Finch on the left side. He's going to take it to the bucket. Finch is fouled. Delhi wanted to travel. They're not going to get it. And Finch gets hammered as he goes up for the left-handed layup with 3:15 left. And so Finch is going to go to the charity stripe here for the Sydney Warriors. So Finch settles in at the line. First shot coming for Finch. No good. And these are points that Sydney needs to crawl back into this game, especially when the clock is not running. Dibble's going to check back in for Delhi with 3:15 to go here in this fourth quarter. Sydney bench is upset because this is two times now that the Sydney players had the ball at the foul line, and then the scorer's table has hit the buzzer to signal to the ref that a sub is going to come in. And Sydney is arguing that once the player has the ball and is concentrating on the shot, that buzzer shouldn't be going off. That is the rule. I'm sure the people at the scorer's table are not doing that on purpose. But when you're in a tight game like this, tensions do run high. Second shot for Finch. This one is up and good. He has 4 points. Sydney's going to take a timeout. 3:15 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Delhi 52, Sydney 48. We'll be right back on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on CDO. 3:15 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 52-48. Delhi boys on top of Sydney. Who is going to be the hero tonight? Christian Aloisio with 21 for Delhi. Nate Kraft with 19 on the other side. Three guys in double figures for Sydney. 16 for Backus, 11 for Colin Carle, and 10 for Trevor Dutton. Sydney needs a big bucket, and I think they need it now. That's the thing. They need a bucket to get this back to a 2 or a 1 point game. 3:15 to go in this fourth quarter. Delhi with the ball. They go left to right. They're in the home whites, the maroon trim. Sydney's in the maroon unis tonight with the white trim. Christian Aloisio gets it over half court, right side of the floor. Now back to the left wing here for Ben Brannigan. Chest pass for Aloisio. Lobs one back across for Brannigan, who just hit a big three before that timeout. Spots up for a jumper here. No good. Sydney rebound. This is going to be a big possession for the Warriors. Back up the floor with Trevor Dutton. Sydney trails by four. Dutton kicks it out for Hoskins. Now for Finch for three, left side. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Hoskins. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Sydney, and it goes to Delhi. And Sydney needed that bucket. They couldn't get one. Gullo is going to come in, and let's see. Tyler Dibble is going to go to the bench with 2:42 left. Delhi walks it up the floor. They have a four-point lead and some time to kill. Here is Aloisio. Bounce pass to the far side here for Ben Brannigan. Brannigan outside the three-point line, and now for Hulbert. Hulbert back across for Aloisio. Gets into the paint, now out for Gullo. Tries a long two and gets it to go. Eric Gullo off the bench with the jumper. And Delhi leads 54-48 with 2:15 left. Here is Alex Hoskins, now leaving it off for Dawson Backus. Kicks it out for Steven Smith, right side corner. Tries to go back up to Finch. It was partially tipped, but Finch got it back. Finch, dribble drive down low. Finch, pull up jumper, can't get it. Rebound right back to Finch and a fresh 35. Out for Dutton straight away. Three. Can't get it to go. Hoskins a rebound and he's fouled. Just the rebound they needed. Alex Hoskins gets it and he goes to the foul line with a minute 52 left. And Sydney needs both of these. 54-48 the score. Delhi trying to beat the undefeated Sydney Warriors, and this is not going to help as Christian Aloisio has just fouled out of the contest. That was his fifth. So he only had three just a couple of minutes ago, and he picked up a fourth right before that timeout, and he just picked up his fifth, and he is not happy. Over to the bench he goes with a minute 52 left. He's kind of been their heart and soul tonight. Let's see what they do without him. It's Alex Hoskins to the line. First shot for Hoskins. Just good. Hit the back of the rim, went straight up in the air, and then dropped right through the bucket. So Hoskins now with 5 points, and Delhi takes a timeout. With a minute 52 to go, fourth quarter, it's Delhi 54 and Sydney 49. We'll step away. Be right back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 26th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office in Oneonta, DNBD is here to meet all of your financial needs. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, always supporting local athletes in the Tri-County area.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. With a minute 52 to go in this fourth quarter, it's 54-49. We're in a timeout right now. The Delhi boys on top by five. And Alex Hoskins at the line out of this timeout. Here's the team foul situation. Delhi with 10. Sydney with 8. Christian Aloisio just fouled out. He's got 5. A couple other guys in foul trouble. Ethan Finch has 4 for Sydney. Dawson Backus with 3. Alex Hoskins with 3. They're going to have to be careful. Hoskins steps to the line for his second shot here for Sydney. Puts it up and rattles out. No good. Steven Smith fighting for a rebound. It's still loose. Delhi comes down with it with a minute 45 left. Delhi boys bring it back up the floor going left to right. Here is Brannigan on the right side of the floor on the right wing, taking some time. 20 on the shot clock, a minute 35 left. Hulbert to the left side of the floor. Hulbert with a dribble drive, gets into the paint, kicks it out for Gullo. Back across for Brannigan. 10 on the shot clock. Delhi's got to get some offense going here. Trapped in the corner for Nate Kraft. It was tipped away. Delhi gets it back. Gullo's going to have to shoot it. As the shot clock was expiring, he had it knocked out of his hand. Here's Trevor Dutton, leaving one off for Dawson Backus. Can't get it to go. Rebound for Hoskins. He puts it up. He doesn't get fouled. Somehow tipped up and in by Steven Smith. Wow, Steven Smith somehow got that to go. And it's 54-51 with a minute left. Ball loose on the floor. Stolen away here by Ethan Finch of Sydney. And now we're going to have a foul. And this, I believe, is going to be on Finch, which would be his fifth. With 53 seconds left. Let's see who it's on. Delhi 54, Sydney 51. And is this, who's this? No, it's going to be on Max Hulbert. Max Hulbert is going to foul out of this contest, I think. Him and Finch were going for a 50-50 ball. And it was hard to tell who they were going to get it on. I initially thought maybe they were going to first put it on Finch. Not sure who they're going to get it to. They're still kind of sorting this out. Hulbert hasn't come off the floor yet. Now Finch does. So it looks like they are going to give it to Finch with 58 seconds left. So Finch is going to foul out here tonight. Boy, emotions running high. Looks like Hulbert has a cramp. They're giving him a couple of extra seconds to kind of just stretch this out. And this is going to put Hulbert on the line here with 58 seconds left, I believe. So Hulbert to the line for Delhi and a 54-51 lead. Boy, Hulbert could really give Delhi a little comfort if he can hit some of these shots at the foul line with 58 seconds left and Delhi with a 3-point lead. Hulbert to the line, first one, no good. Rebound for Steven Smith, the man they call Legs, rips it down. Back down the floor for Dawson Backus. Now for Alex Hoskins. Takes it to the hoop and scores. What a bucket there by Alex Hoskins. 54-53 with 51 seconds left. I don't know how he got that off. Up off the glass and in. And he's as cool as the other side of the pillow as he steps to the charity stripe here. Oh, my goodness. What a play. Hoskins to the line. Cannot get the foul shot. And the rebound goes to Delhi. So they lead 54-53 with 45 seconds left. Here is Kraft. And now back for Brannigan. Brannigan up the floor for Delhi. On the right side of the floor. And we're going to have a whistle. This one is on Dutton. A foul. And Brannigan's going to go to the line with 39 seconds left. Crowd is going crazy here at Delaware Academy. And here is Ben Brannigan at the line, and Delhi with a one-point lead, 54-53. Brannigan's first shot is short, no good. Both teams will be shooting two the rest of the way. They both have 10 fouls each. Second shot coming for Brannigan. So Sydney, no matter what, still has life. Brannigan's second shot is good. So Brannigan has six. And with 35 seconds left, it's 55-53. Sydney not calling a timeout. Here's Dutton to the foul line. The jumper, no good. Rebound for Steven Smith, and he's going to pull it out. Shot clock is off. 25 seconds left. Here's Dutton. Bounce pass down low, and a timeout is taken by Sydney with 22 seconds left in the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break and be right back on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
22 seconds left, folks. Can you believe it? 55-53. The Delhi boys leading Sydney. Unbelievable. Sydney is in a timeout right now. And they have the ball. Mike Brzee kind of saw that the play was breaking down a little bit, so he called timeout. Shot clock is off, so Sydney can play for the last shot here. They have possession, and they will have it underneath the glass. Finch has fouled out, so on the floor for Sydney is going to be Dutton, as well as Steven Smith, Nate Vibbert, Alex Hoskins, Dawson Backus. Delhi counters with Brannigan, Kraft, Dibble, Eric Gullow, as well as Mac Hulbert. Sydney's going to get it in. Steven Smith to the bucket, scores, and he's fouled. Steven Smith makes the bucket and has a chance to give Sydney the lead. The man they call Legs will step to the line with 20 seconds left, and we're tied up at 55. Unbelievable for Steven Smith, and the foul shot is good. Smith has eight, and Sydney takes the lead with 18 seconds left by one. Back up the floor. Here for Ben Brannigan. Goes down low, and a timeout is taken here by Delhi with 11 seconds left. The scoreboard is currently wrong, and everybody is letting them know that. We're going to step away for a quick 30-second break and be right back on CDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
11.1 seconds left. Sydney boys lead 56-55. The two top teams in the MAC. Sydney's undefeated. Delhi has one loss in the league. Steven Smith somehow scored a layup, got fouled, and hit the foul shot to give Sydney this 56-55 lead. The most quiet guy on the team gets it done. Delhi, out of the timeout, is going to inbound the ball underneath the bucket. Let's see what they draw up here. a two-point basket could win it here for the Bulldogs. See, they'll get it into Kraft. He goes up. It's blocked by Hoskins. And a foul down low on Stephen Smith on the rebound. Tyler Dibble got fouled after the ball got knocked out of the hands of Nate Kraft by Alex Hoskins. Stephen Smith is whistled for the foul as he was going for the steal. And with 7 seconds left, Tyler Dibble stands at the charity stripe. The 6'4" freshman. 6'4" young man steps to the line. First shot, no good for Tyler Dibble. So the best he can do is tie it up. And head coach Mike Brzee wants to ice him. And so he takes a timeout with 7.7 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. Smart move here by head coach Mike Brzee. Delhi bench just trying to calm Dibble down. What a finish. The seesaw of this game continues. And this gym is packed. There's not a seat to be had. There's people standing on the end lines. Literally people just standing right on the side of the court. This is what I imagine with the old schools and what the small gyms were like. Everybody just sitting literally on top of the court. This is what this is like. People ask me why I love this job, and it's nights like this. This gets my blood pumping. I love it. 7.7 seconds left. Here's the situation, folks. Let's lay it out for you. Sydney boys leading 56-55 on the road here at Delaware Academy. Tyler Dibble, the freshman, at the line for Delhi. He missed the first foul shot. Sydney took a timeout to ice him, and he'll step to the line, and he looks nervous. That is my neutral opinion. He looks nervous with 7.7 seconds left. Who wouldn't be in this situation? Dibble to the line. The game in his hands. The shot is no good. Rattles out. Hoskins a rebound, and he's fouled with 5.5 left. And that shot was halfway down and popped out. It looked good. And Hoskins exploded off the floor and got the rebound, and now he steps to the line. And if Hoskins could hit two, that would be the safety cushion that Sydney needs. Sydney trying to remain undefeated in the league. Incredible performance here tonight by both sides. Hoskins to the line. First shot coming. He's going to shoot two no matter what. Hoskins' first shot is no good. Again, went halfway down and popped out. With 5.5 seconds left. Student section making a lot of noise trying to distract Hoskins. Second one coming here for Hoskins. At the line, no good. Rebound is loose, falls out of bounds, and stays with Sydney with 3 seconds left. Oh, and the Sydney fans are fired up on that far side. Ball rolled out of bounds, and the Zebra crew is saying it's going to stay with Sydney. So here's Dutton. They're going to try to get it in quickly. Dutton throws it up top here for Stephen Smith. Smith to the left side of the floor is fouled with 1 second left. So still not a lot of time here for Delhi. It looks like Sydney could escape with a win here. The bench and the Sydney crowd is on their feet on the far side. Great game here tonight on CDO. And Stephen Smith to the line. Max Hulbert, that foul on him, he is going to foul out. He looks frustrated. Dibble's going to come back in for him. And Stephen Smith to the line. He could be the hero here tonight. Unbelievable. Stephen Smith made a bucket and got fouled and made the foul shot to give Sydney the lead. And he gets one here. He's got 9 points. Second one coming for Stephen Smith. And he can't make it. But Delhi doesn't have enough time. 57-55 the final. Sydney comes into the dog pound and escapes with a huge victory. Post-game show coming up on CDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank mobile banking, you can download it. NBT Bank mobile banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you one last time tonight from Delaware Academy. The Bulldogs leaving the floor looking dejected right now after a 57-55 loss here on their home floor to Sydney. It really could have gone either way tonight. A fantastic game. They should not look upset. They played their hearts out here tonight, and it was a fantastic game. But Sydney wins 57-55. What a great game here tonight. Let's go through our scoring summary. First, for Delhi, game high 21 points for Christian Aloisio, 19 for Nate Kraft, 6 for Ben Brannigan, 5 for Max Hulbert, and 2 for Tyler Dibble. On the other side for Sydney, 16 points from Dawson Backus, 11 from Colin Carl, 10 from Trevor Dutton, 9 from Stephen Smith, and 7 from Alex Hoskins, and 4 from Ethan Finch. The hero tonight, Stephen Smith, he got that late layup, he was fouled, and he made the foul shot, and gets the job done, and gives Sydney the victory. On a side note here, they are about to shave the head of Sean Deegan. He is at midcourt, he's one of the teachers here at Delaware Academy, he's got some long hair. And he is the one who got the most donations, all for Ava Knight. Of course, they're raising money tonight for donations for Ava Sprague, a 12-year-old student here at Delaware Academy who was diagnosed with cancer, and this will all go to her medical fund. And they are getting ready to shave his head at midcourt. Let's do our three awards in the meantime. Here for the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, NBT Bank putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served their area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. I'll give that tonight 16 points for Dawson Backus for Sydney. Did a fantastic job here tonight. Came out hot and hit some shots early that they really needed to get it done. Before I go on to my defense award, I can see why Sean Deegan won here tonight. There is about, I don't know, probably 100 students, elementary students, right around him as he starts to get his head shaved at midcourt, much to the delight of the Delhi fans here. I've never done play-by-play for head shaving, but wow, they are just going right for it, taking it right off. Congratulations to him. That is a great and a brave thing to do, especially when you got long hair like that, so. Next up is the NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award. NBT Mang Insurance, our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. I want to give that to Christian Aloisio tonight from Delhi. He had 21 points, but I'm just so impressed with how scrappy he is, diving for loose balls, head first. He'd run through a brick wall if you told him to. So Christian Aloisio, our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. And the ACO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACO and Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACO Brands wishes the best to all players this season. He's happy to cheer on these young athletes. Stephen Smith, unanimous choice here tonight. 9 points from Sydney. Made the last bucket as well as the foul shot, which sealed the deal here tonight for Sydney. So Stephen Smith is our ACO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. We'll be back on the air on Monday. The Sydney girls are hosting Hancock. That's a 7:15 tip-off in Sydney. So we'll be back on WCDO for that as, boy, Mr. Deegan has gone from flowing locks to a shaved head, and he is looking sharp down there. A great contest here tonight. Of course, our girls' game wrapped up earlier with Delhi defeating Sydney 46-23, and the Sydney boys return the favor with a 57-55 victory as they escape here tonight on the road against Delhi and remain undefeated in the league. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. Wonderful game here tonight. You can listen back anytime on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night and have a great weekend from CDO Sports.